I also want you to be aware of something called pseudocyesis.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Pseudocyesis. The word pseudo followed by C-Y-E-S-I-S. That's just
okay.
The belief one is pregnant when she's not. It's psych.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, I know it's random, but just moving forward. So,
that's fine.
They want you to know about a little bit about annoying epidemiology stuff for the 2CK. They want you to know if you give OCPs, you decrease the risk of ovarian cancer by 50%, 50.
Okay.
Okay. That's the biggest drop in cancer risk. It's ovarian by 50% with OCPs. Endometrial is also decreased. Cervical is increased, not directly, but indirectly because of decreased barrier contraception use, which would increase HPV transmission.
Okay.
And breast is unchanged. Some studies may have posited slightly increased risk, but there's no significance. I can tell you it's no change for breast.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that's OCPs. If we talk about HRT, you need to know, firstly, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, the only indication, the only approved indication is severe vasomotor symptoms. So like hot flashes, severe vaginal dryness, urge incontinence. That's the only approved indication. So for instance, like bone density, like preserving bone density, and like her mom has osteoporosis and all this stuff, not an indication for HRT. And the reason is because of increased cerebrovascular risk, increased risk of stroke, increased risk of myocardial infarction and clots. Estrogen increases fibrinogen, and it also increases factor VIII activation. So you can get increased clotting pathology. But in terms of cancer risk, it increases risk of breast.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with, like, is it estrogen versus estrogen progesterone, anything like that. It doesn't matter. It's just any absolute amount, any increase in the absolute amount of estrogen a woman has received in her life, with progesterone or not, doesn't matter, increase the risk of breast. So you need to know HRT increases risk of breast cancer.
Okay.
Now, the only reason we give progesterone with the estrogen for HRT is to decrease risk of endometrial. The progesterone doesn't change breast cancer risk. It increases risk, there's an increased risk regardless, but the progesterone will decrease endometrial cancer risk. The unopposed estrogen is what will cause endometrial cancer.
Okay.
The only time you give continuous estrogen without any progesterone is if the woman has no uterus, if she has hysterectomy history.
Okay.
So they'll tell you, for example, 52-year-old woman, she's been taking HRT for 6 months because of severe vasomotor symptoms. She stopped taking the progesterone component 3 months ago because she didn't like how it affected her moods. And now she's got abnormal spotting. And the answer is endometrial biopsy. Okay? And I didn't make that up. That's on one of the forms. And then I think there's also a very difficult question. I think it was on NBME 8. And I think, yeah, I think you and I maybe saw this question together. But I've seen this with other students as well, where they give you a woman who's perimenopausal, who they tell you she's had abnormal period durations, but that she's also had a history of abnormal period durations. So they, like, short, let's say period cycles of like 26 days and then period cycles of 42 days currently and in her past. And they'll tell you she's a smoker for 30 years and they'll tell you, so you're like, ooh, wow, increased cancer risk. They'll tell you there's no breakthrough bleeding though during her cycles. There's no breakthrough bleeding. There's no metaragia, M-E-T.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that there's no breakthrough bleeding, that is unlikely. It's less likely to be endometrial cancer, and it's more consistent with perimenopausal state. So the same exact way, girls who are, let's say, on the verge of menarche, where they, you know, they're, or I shouldn't say on the verge, but like when they've had menarche in the first year, they can have abnormal periods. Similarly, mm-hmm. menopause, you can have abnormal periods, but if there's no breakthrough bleeding, unlikely to be endometrial cancer. And on the form, the answer was reassurance, not endometrial biopsy. If there's breakthrough bleeding, you're going to do endometrial biopsy.